then you will be the top lady. Being top lady means that you will be able to do anything you want at the Citadel, and that's when Khadija Yahoob will be your middleman. Now, what do you say?
Then I'm gone. I'll leave Tehran. Let's go.
You've brought her here to acquaint her with the atmosphere?
It'll only take you 2 springs to get used to it.
What's wrong with you?
They might give her a better place than this, you know.
Oh, congratulations to you. So there's going to be a war between the 2 top ladies. Well, so you're the new top lady? Congratulations. Applaud her! You summoned me, my king?
Yes, I summoned you, my wife. When you became my bride, in your honor, I had named this bed Tavus. And it became Tavus's bed. You were very young at the time. You'd just come from Isfahan. And now you must return to Isfahan.
I beg you, my dear king. For God's sake, don't do this to me. I'll be your faithful servant. Don't let them send me back to Isfahan. I just can't bear that humiliation. I now know that girl from Georgia has stolen your heart from me, and I can't stand it. She has destroyed me forever, and she hurt me deeply.
But I still love you very, very much. This Georgian girl is just a guest here for a couple of days. That's all.
But your eyes, they say something else.
Is it possible you understand all this from my eyes?
Eyes show everything. The king's spirit is in Georgia and no longer belongs to me.
To be quite honest with you, my dear, I've always wanted to conquer Georgia.
You entrusted Georgia to Abbas Mirza and the Georgian to yourself.
Thank you.
like my gift, Ketvan?
It showed how great a king you are. But I was forced to give it back to the treasury. I came back to you for shelter. I always thought of the king of Iran as strong and powerful, so please, let it stay that way.
You are absolutely wrong. You can take advantage of the king's kindness in your family's honor. But only if you marry me.
I can't marry you.
I'll make you my top lady. And you will be my favorite wife.
Poor Miss Tavus.
Tavus will go back to Isfahan. She's but a temporary wife to me. And you'll be my permanent wife. Trust me.
I can't marry you. Please let me leave.
You're not going anywhere! I'm sending for a marriage notary. You'll either marry me by choice or by force.
I want to talk to you.
Now would be the best time to kill me. Go ahead.
I have never even killed an ant. I didn't want to kill you that day. You know I've spent the best years of my life in this damn place. They brought me here with a heart full of hopes from Isfahan to marry the king. And then I did everything and anything to become top lady, as you know. Just like you know, it's crucial that you give in order to take.
What do you want from me?
I know you don't want to be the king's wife. But sooner or later, he's going to marry you. I can help you secretly escape from here. We both have the same goals. I'll try to help you. I'll help you leave, and then you'll be free. I promise you this.
Yeah, but how?
Leave it to me. I'm here to make you a deal.
Oh, God, I love this sentence so much.
I'm offering a lot of money.
Now I'd give you my soul.
All this jewelry can belong to you.
That's all?
Oh, this is just half of it. You'll get the rest when you finish the job, you nothing little corpse.
Now I am your slave.
I want you to take the girl back to where you brought her from. I don't want to see her again.
The king will have me hanged.
He won't do anything to you. He needs you for a long time, so he won't do anything to you. When you're going to town to spy on people, put her in a safe. And then make sure to take her with you on your carriage.
I'll do it only for you, top lady.
You know, you're a very sick and sneaky man. Khaja Yagub will take you from the Citadel today.
But how?
He'll take you back just the way he brought you here. Only this time, he will hide you in a safe.
What if the king finds out about this?
The entire harem is behind you.
Now you're kidnapping top ladies? I can't believe it!
What top lady?
What top lady? Open it!
It won't open.
It won't open. I'll open it! You open it! Open it!
Yes, ma'am. Oh, no!
She's not here!
Where is she?
You wanted to get a reward from the king.
I will.
You missed the mark.
I'll show you, you rascal. Let's go. That was close.
Khaja Yagub does not fear women. I know how to find my way with women.
What?
The rest of the fee. I've tied your horse. I'll take you to the other side of the Aras River.
Thank you very much for all of this.
Yeah, come. Here.
Where is she? Where is the girl? I said, where is the girl?
We ate her!
You think you can fool me? I'll ruin all your lives! Each and every one of you!
Out, out, out! hold on. I've told you 100 times. You're not allowed in here. Stop it.
You were planning this all along, weren't you? And you have finally succeeded.
I really have no idea what my master is talking about. You ordered me to return to Isfahan, and I thought it's rude to disobey your order. I've bothered you all these years, and I feel terrible. Right now, I really don't know what to do.
What are you talking about, Bird of the Citadel? Who told you to fly away from me? It was just a little misunderstanding. And now it's all behind us, is all. Come back, my bird. You are the top lady in my palace. You are the top lady in the world.
Should I stay?
Mm-hmm.
Right here with me.
Is there any room here for this sad bird?
You will be like the crown on my head. I will make you happy again. Don't be mad at me. I'll do anything for you. I'll make you my permanent wife.
I'm lucky just to have you as my husband. That is all I need.
Oh, it is so comforting to know that when I lay my head down to sleep, my bird is here with me, safe and sound in my palace, forever.
My heart is weary. I have news that this so-called king is only thinking about women and marriage. What will become of us if he does not focus on the borders, which are being plundered by the Russians? This behavior cannot be allowed to continue. He is ruining the country.
The evil British are behind all this.
Womanizing has nothing to do with the English, of course. They always benefit from destruction, as we know. Administrative affairs must not be mixed with personal affairs. Now there's the danger of division. The division of Iran is very crucial for Britain. The smaller our country, the easier it is to dominate us. England is the manifestation of all evil. The way I see it, I think they want to do to Iran what they did to India. They want to destroy the culture of the country. They want to eliminate Islam. They've already sent their minister to Iran.
Sir John Malcolm?
No. Sir John Malcolm is a spy, and that's why he is in Iran. Sir Harvey Jones.
Right.
I have obtained extensive knowledge about Iranian since I've been here. Sir Harvard Jones, you're the very first minister of the United Kingdom who's been introduced to Tehran. I must add that I feel that it is my duty to inform you that we have often attempted to bribe the Iranian warriors in order to draw them closer to us. A person like Mirza Abul Hasan Shirazi can easily progress and make investments. Many people like him surround the king and the crown prince.
How about the king himself?
We are meeting the king today. You'll see him up close. He likes expensive gifts, but he's not a man to be easily bribed. Iranians are very intelligent. They'd do anything for their country and families. They're closer to the clergy than the king. Well, it's been reported that the army's munitions and weapons are not good enough. We can make promises to them.
What kind of promises, John Malcolm?
I know that our munitions don't stand a chance against the Russian army, but we have to pretend that we can provide them with any kind of military services. And that we can equip them to fight against the Russian army. Let us show you the other rooms of the embassy, Sir Harvard.
Sir John Malcolm, we are currently at war with the Russian Empire.
I'm sorry, King Fateli. I've heard everything.
We expect you to be our friend and companion and help us and stand by our side.
Our government has always supported the Iranian kingdom, and it always will.
Our army needs new weapons of war. We want ammunition. We want training. We want advanced weapons and training. Tell me, can the English government help our army to move forward in the occupied areas or not?
I suppose so. And if you will agree, Your Royal Highness, you can give the English government authorization over Hummel's Island, the Caspian ports, and Bussar for a while.
There's something I want to say, and I want you to listen carefully. We pay for arms, and we also pay for training, but we do not give land.